you on a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning.
It is too, man. The sun's peeking out. There's some cloud. I just love those kind of warm 75-degree cloudy day. I mean, I guess my complexion, you know, I'm always in under a hat. Sun's, you know, so if I can have it not be cold and not be sunny, perfect.
And we've been all over the state today.
Well, we have.
A wide variety. Yeah. Sometimes you get one citrus
Except
question.
Except the White Mountains. What's wrong with those folks?
Yeah.
Huh?
And then you'll get 10 citrus questions, or you'll get a weed question, you get 10. But we've had a good variety of calls,
Absolutely.
And yet another one going to Jacaranda Trees now with Randy. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. How are you?
Excellent.
Great.
Well, depends on who you ask.
Okay. It's a beautiful morning in Arizona, unless you're inside Romy's head. A little congested there.
All right. Well, hey, I have a jacaranda tree. It's been a great show tree. You know, it litters quite a bit, but it's not too close to the pool in the backyard. But noticing over the last couple of years, we've had some pretty significant, you know, branch systems that have started to just die off.
Mm-hmm.
And the bark peel. And I, you know, looking in the neighborhood, it appears like this is not too uncommon for that tree. But I guess I'd really like to know, is there something wrong? Because to shape the tree, I've got to top it and do things I wouldn't normally want to do, you know, to a tree. It's a great tree, flowers great in the springtime and everything. But I'm just wondering if there's a serious issue here that.
Well, they froze so hard there for so many, you know, like three times in the last 6 years. And when they freeze hard, they're not technically a deciduous tree.
Yeah, I wikied it, right? And it looks like it comes from Hawaii.
They're tropical, so they're not used to losing their leaves. So when they lose their leaves or they freeze and we have to prune them back or they lose limbs, then they sunburn. And when they get that sunburned tissue, damages or inhibits the ability of that tree to conduct moisture up and down and nutrients up and down the system of the tree. And, you know, you get into these, you know, downward spirals. We're seeing it with ficus. They sunburn and then they get other diseases also that can get in there when the trunk or the bark splits and you get sooty cankers and you just get all kinds of problems. And you get a lot of dieback of, you know, small branches that are putting on all the new growth. And then the tree has to put on new growth, you know, in order to keep sustaining itself. So your best bet probably is to do, you know, here in about 2 to 3 weeks, about the middle of February, when we're pretty sure there is no more danger of frost, is to go in and do a somewhat heavy kind of a rejuvenation pruning on it and see if you can't get it to put on some new advantageous growth and kind of rejuvenate itself. If you can't, the worst thing is it's probably dying anyway. And so you'll have less to cut down when you go to cut it down. So that's what I do. That being said, if it's a big tree, you know, you might want to consider, you know, getting somebody like John Eisenhower or one of the, you know, certified arborists out to take a look and see what should or can be done about it. If you've got a lot of sunburn in the main trunk, in the actual main trunk of the tree, you know, then it's probably just a matter of time anyway. Even pruning all the small stuff and the insignificant branches is not going to help you long term. It might short term.
Now, he's in Chandler, and you said a couple weeks after we're worried about the frost, you and John Eisenhower are going to be having a tree sermon. Session.
Probably will be a sermon.
Would there be a collection taken?
Yeah. No, it's free. No free will offering, but it's a free.
That's coming up in a couple weeks. That'd be a great resource for him.
At our Scottsdale location, so not too terribly far from Chandler. And on a Saturday morning, come up the 101 to Thomas and jump off and go over to our Scottsdale store on Hayden Road. Yes, John Eisenhower will be there at 10 o'clock on the 15th of February.
What else is going on at Harper's?
We'll be talking about rose pruning. Ryan Rieger of the Mesa East Valley Rose Society will be there that same day. And Paul Holdeman with the Pond Gnome will be there. They'll do their pond cleaning. So it's just kind of a get ready for spring deal on the 15th of February. Right now, we're just encouraging folks to get back out in their gardens and do that pruning and clean up. And, you know, if like everybody else, you know, we forget first week of December, we had a little freeze. I lost some geraniums. So I'm kind of, you know, if anybody else. And then we're starting to make that transition. In 2 weeks, it's tomato time.
Wow. Two weeks. That's
we need
it.
To get in that vegetable garden and make sure it's ready to start planting tomatoes and peppers. You can still be adding in some onions and lettuces and things like that. So lots to do right now, especially when it's 70 degrees.
Beautiful. It's Rosie on the House with you every single Saturday morning, first hour. As always, landscape and gardening. And we started off talking irrigation timers, mm-hmm. bringing new technology into the landscape. If you're on an ancient system, a lot of water waste there.
And we talked about the new irrigation heads later in the show to go with that new timer. You know, it's a great time to walk around and look at your sprinkler heads. Are they spraying where they should be spraying? If you're going to replace a few heads, consider putting on the low flow, low volume type heads that just do a great job of conserving water. So new controller and new sprinkler heads, you will definitely cut your water bill down by putting water on more efficiently.
It's Rosie on the House. What do we have coming up the rest of the show?
We're going to go open line. Anything anyone would like to talk about concerning their house, home, castle, or cabin, from the foundations to the rooftops, we're going to take all calls, all questions, all concerns, and just make them go away. We'll leave everybody happy.
Happy, happy.